So I'm in the checkout line at Rite Aid on my way home to Aaron's house. As I'm getting into my car, I receive a phone call from who? Aaron, obviously, as he grows more and more impatient for me to arrive to his house. I was expecting to get to his house and be rushed out the door again to get to the concert as soon as possible, so that we would get as close to the stage as possible. Aaron, Hayden, and myself all had bought floor seats to see Quinn, 1992. One of our all-time favorite singers, along with Christian French. There was one other girl performing, but we didn't really like the style of music that she was going to play, or think her genre really went along with the other artists' genres. However, when I arrived, I thought I would see Hayden along with Aaron waiting impatiently for me to arrive. But, to my surprise, it was only Aaron. He said we had to wait to go to get Hayden at his house for a few more minutes, but we could just leave now. When we got to Hayden's house, we took a picture as a group and got back into the car to head down to 20 Monroe Live. We got there about 1 hour early to when the concert was supposed to start, and there was still a line wrapping around the entire building. Once we started moving, it took about 25 to 30 minutes to get into the building. We looked around to see where the best place to stand was, so we would be comfortable and get a good view of the stage. We ended up standing on the left side of the stage, pretty close, but not super close, but people were still pushing us around so that they could get closer to the stage, closer than what we were already. The main event started. Quinn came out at 10:15. Christian French came out around maybe Christian French came out first, and then the other singer, Ash, came out, but Christian French came out around 8:15. But playing one of our favorite songs, Quinn, Sad Still. He had these amazing lights flashing behind and in front of him to enhance the feeling of the song and all the rest of the things that were going on. The concert was a never-ending blast of fun. We were constantly enthralled in his music until he finally played his last song at 11:50. He ended his concert saying that this was an amazing experience for him and that if we wanted to meet him, we could go to Yesterdog. At this moment, Aaron, Hayden, and myself all look at each other, only thinking about meeting Quinn, but then the sad thought of going to school the next day arose, and we knew we would have to go home so that we could wake up early the next day. So once the concert ended, we left to go outside and wait for Hayden's dad to pick us up. Hayden's dad picked us up and brought us to Aaron's house, and dropped me and Aaron and myself off so that way we could get to bed and wake up early the next day. The reason I slept at Aaron's house that night was because I live in Forest Hills area, which is another 15-minute drive out of everyone's way. So to save time, I slept at Aaron's house. After getting to Aaron's house, we got ourselves ready for bed and eventually got to sleep around 12:30 that night. We woke up around 8 o'clock the next day, skipping first period, but arriving to school just in time for second hour. Aaron wasn't as tired as I was, but I was still pretty dead. I had one espresso shot that morning, and then I went to his house for lunch later that day and had another cup of espresso, but I was still chugging along super tired. By the way, the only person in Aaron's house that day that drinks caffeinated coffee was myself. No one else in his house drinks caffeinated coffee. But thank God they had just bought a brand new coffee maker and they had two trial packs with caffeinated coffee. That really saved my life. But at the end of the day, or should I say at the end of both days, the major thing I realized was how fun and how important to spend these amazing events with friends are, and that friendship means more to me than anything and how important it is to be happy.